Blackstone, Audax build pharmaceutical consulting empires to capitalize on regulatory chaos. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Blackstone, Audax, Bridgepoint and Baird are acquiring life sciences consultancies and rolling them into platform companies to capture recurring revenue from pharmaceutical firms navigating FDA approvals and regulatory complexity through 2027 and beyond. The FDA and #X27's National Priority Voucher Pilot Program has granted 7 approvals as of May 2026, including Bizengri for Energy One fusion-positive cholangiocarcinoma, compressing review timelines and creating demand for specialized regulatory expertise. Private equity firms are targeting transatlantic consultancies with established presences in both U.S. and European jurisdictions, as drug approvals increasingly require simultaneous engagement with the FDA and European Medicines Agency. Blackstone, Audax, Bridgepoint and Baird are building pharmaceutical consulting empires through platform add-ons, betting that regulatory pressure and operational chaos in healthcare will drive services demand through 2027 and beyond. The pattern is clear. Private equity firms are snapping up life sciences consultancies to roll into larger platforms, a strategy that mirrors the successful build and buy playbook that created multi-billion dollar valuations in healthcare IT and clinical services over the past decade. 7 recent transactions highlight the appetite, though deal terms remain closely held. The targets, firms that help pharmaceutical and biotech companies navigate FDA approvals, clinical trial design, manufacturing optimization and commercialization strategy. The timing reflects mounting complexity in drug development. The FDA's National Priority Voucher Pilot Program has accelerated review timelines for ultra-rare disease therapies, with 7 approvals granted as of May 2026, including Bizengri for Energy One fusion-positive cholangiocarcinoma. Compressed review windows create demand for specialized regulatory expertise. Separately, healthcare providers are deploying autonomous AI systems for infection control and other operational workflows, signaling that technology adoption is outpacing internal capabilities across the sector. When hospitals install AI-powered UV disinfection platforms without dedicated implementation teams, the consulting gap widens. These trends converge to create a services arbitrage. Pharmaceutical companies and healthcare systems need external expertise to comply with evolving regulations, integrate new technologies, and compress time to market. Private equity sees recurring revenue and margin expansion potential in firms that provide that expertise. The build and buy imperative platform strategies dominate this wave of dealmaking. Rather than standalone acquisitions, firms like Blackstone and Audax are bolting specialized consultancies onto existing portfolio companies, creating full-service offerings that span regulatory affairs, clinical development, manufacturing and market access. The playbook borrows from earlier roll-ups in healthcare services: acquire a platform with national reach, add niche capabilities through tuck-ins, cross-sell into the combined customer base, and exit at enterprise software multiples despite delivering labor-intensive services. The advantage lies in scope. A pharmaceutical client managing an FDA submission under the National Priority Voucher Program, which requires public feedback sessions and expedited review timelines, needs regulatory strategy, clinical trial optimization, and post-approval pharmacovigilance in parallel. A platform that delivers all three captures more wallet share than 3 standalone vendors. For private equity, that integration premium justifies purchase price multiples that would otherwise look stretched. Europe and the US anchor this trend, with the UK emerging as a key market. Cross-border capabilities matter because drug approvals increasingly require simultaneous regulatory engagement with the FDA, European Medicines Agency, and other authorities. Consultancies with transatlantic footprints command premium valuations, and sponsors are targeting firms with established presences in both jurisdictions. Regulatory acceleration fuels demand. The FDA's National Priority Voucher Pilot Program illustrates the regulatory complexity driving consulting demand. Bizengri, approved in May 2026 for Energy One fusion-positive cholangiocarcinoma, marked the 7th approval under the program, which compresses review timelines for ultra-rare disease therapies. The drug had previously received accelerated approval in 2024 for non-small cell lung cancer and pancreatic adenocarcinoma with Energy One fusions, demonstrating the layered approval pathways sponsors must navigate. Commissioner Marty Makary highlighted the program's intent to accelerate therapies for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, but compressed timelines place operational strain on applicants. A single-arm trial of 19 patients supported the cholangiocarcinoma indication, with 36.8% achieving overall response and duration ranging from 2.8 to 12.9 months. Small patient populations and surrogate endpoints require sophisticated statistical design and FDA engagement, creating demand for regulatory consultants who can structure approvable evidence packages. The FDA scheduled a public meeting for June 4, 2026, to solicit feedback on the program's eligibility criteria, voucher selection process, and review procedures, with written comments accepted through June 29. Evolving program guidelines force sponsors to adapt in real time, another tailwind for consultancies that monitor regulatory developments and advise on strategy adjustments. Operational complexity beyond the lab. Healthcare's operational transformation extends beyond pharmaceutical development. Child AI raised $13.4 million in May 2026 for AI-enabled UV disinfection devices that autonomously sanitize hospital rooms, reducing reliance on manual cleaning workflows. The system, installed in more than 30 hospitals, monitors room activity and triggers targeted UV exposure after occupancy or surface contact, addressing pathogens including C. diff, E. coli, MRSA and Candida auris. A Stanford University study published in 2026 in the American Journal of Infection Control found the technology decreased contamination by 93% compared to control rooms, with some pathogens inactivated in 32 seconds. Child CEO Mo Nashad framed the value proposition around labor efficiency and infection risk reduction, noting that manual disinfection lacks monitoring and consistency. The relevance to pharmaceutical consulting mergers and acquisitions is indirect but meaningful. Healthcare organizations are adopting autonomous AI systems without the internal expertise to evaluate, implement, and integrate them. Hospitals buying infection control platforms need workflow redesign, staff training, and compliance documentation. The same dynamic applies to pharmaceutical companies deploying AI in drug discovery, clinical trial patient matching, or supply chain optimization. Consulting firms that bridge technology and operations become strategic partners, not transactional vendors. Aulis Capital led the Child AI round, reflecting investor appetite for AI-driven healthcare automation. Private equity firms targeting life sciences consultancies can cross-sell into the same automation trend, positioning portfolio companies as guides through digital transformation. Margin structure and exit pathways. Life sciences consulting appeals to private equity because it combines recurring revenue with margin expansion potential. Pharmaceutical clients sign multi-year engagements tied to drug development timelines, creating revenue visibility. Regulatory submissions, clinical trial management, and post-approval support generate fees over several years, smoothing cash flows and supporting leverage. Margins improve through platform integration. A roll-up that combines regulatory, clinical, and manufacturing consultancies eliminates redundant overhead, cross-trained staff across service lines, and negotiates enterprise contracts with pharmaceutical clients. The operational leverage mirrors software as a service economics, even though the underlying business model relies on billable hours. Exit multiples reflect this convergence. Strategic acquirers, including large consulting firms and healthcare IT companies, pay premium valuations for scaled platforms with proprietary methodologies and long-term client relationships. Public market comparables include firms like IQVIA and Syneos Health, which trade at multiples closer to technology companies than traditional services businesses. Private equity platforms targeting similar scale can command exits in the double-digit EBITDA multiple range, well above entry prices for the individual tuck-in acquisitions. The risk lies in key person dependency. Consulting businesses rely on senior partners with client relationships and technical expertise. Private equity sponsors must design retention packages, build institutional knowledge, and create succession pathways to avoid value erosion when founders exit post-transaction. The Plaquemines view the life sciences consulting roll-up wave signals a structural shift in how pharmaceutical companies allocate external spend. Historically, drug developers maintained internal regulatory, clinical, and manufacturing capabilities, outsourcing only specialized tasks. Today's model inverts that logic. Companies outsource core functions and retain only strategic oversight. Three forces drive this shift. First, regulatory complexity has outpaced internal team capabilities, especially for small and mid-sized biotech firms lacking the resources to staff expert regulatory affairs departments. The FDA's National Priority Voucher Program, with its compressed timelines and public feedback requirements, exemplifies the specialized knowledge required. Second, therapeutic modalities are proliferating faster than expertise can be built in-house. Gene therapies, cell therapies, RNA-based drugs, and precision oncology each require distinct regulatory strategies, clinical trial designs, and manufacturing approaches. Consultancies that aggregate expertise across modalities offer faster time to market than internal hiring. Third, pharmaceutical companies are applying portfolio management discipline to their own operations, treating consulting spend as variable cost that scales with pipeline activity rather than fixed overhead. For private equity, the implication is clear. Consulting platforms with breadth across regulatory, clinical, and manufacturing services will command premium valuations, while single-service firms face commoditization pressure. The winners will be sponsors that build integrated platforms before the market consolidates, then cross-sell aggressively into pharmaceutical clients managing multiple simultaneous approvals. The second-order play involves data. Consulting platforms that aggregate regulatory submission data, clinical trial outcomes, and FDA feedback across dozens of clients possess proprietary intelligence that can inform AI-driven advisory tools. A firm that has managed 50 national priority voucher submissions understands approval patterns better than any individual pharmaceutical company. That data advantage creates defensibility and supports premium pricing. We expect the next wave of life sciences consulting mergers and acquisitions to target firms with robust data infrastructure, not just billable headcount. The bottom line: private equity's life sciences consulting build-out reflects a bet that pharmaceutical complexity will compound, not simplify. Regulatory acceleration, therapeutic innovation, and operational digitization create persistent demand for external expertise. Firms that can bundle regulatory, clinical, and manufacturing services into integrated platforms will capture disproportionate share of the estimated multi-billion dollar consulting market. For institutional investors evaluating this sector, focus on platforms with cross-border capabilities, multi-therapeutic expertise, and proprietary data assets. The consulting arbitrage opportunity remains open, but market consolidation will compress entry multiples over the next 18 to 24 months. Sponsors that move now and execute disciplined tuck-in strategies can still achieve the 3x to 5x returns that defined earlier healthcare services roll-ups. Those that wait will pay platform premiums without the runway to scale before exit. The regulatory calendar provides a near-term catalyst. The FDA's June 2026 public meeting on the National Priority Voucher Program will clarify future eligibility and review procedures, potentially expanding the addressable market for consulting services. Pharmaceutical companies awaiting that guidance will defer some regulatory strategy decisions, creating pent-up demand for advisory work in the second half of 2026. Life sciences consultancies with capacity to absorb that demand will see revenue acceleration, validating the private equity thesis and supporting higher exit valuations.